Hello, everybody. This is Dizzy Brickhouse, and this is Shinobi Showdown for week two. This week we played El Paso and Toronto. We went 4-2 as we took two out of three from each team. The weekly MVP was Joe Maurer, one of our bullpen aces. You talk about long relief. He pitched two 3-inning games and won 2.11 and didn't allow a run in any of them. As for our least most valuable player, our least valuable player, that is, guess who? Vince Baumann continues to struggle, and so far he's below 100 in average. You have to wonder how long they're going to keep him out there if he keeps doing this, regardless of the huge salary or not. Let's move on to the fan questions. Dan from Chicago wonders, is Ricardo Flores for real? He's 1-0 with a 0.16 ERA in two starts. Well, Dan, you have to remember, Ricardo wasn't even invited to spring training. So the team wasn't necessarily high on him going in. Given that, even though he's talented, you have to think this is a bit of a hot streak for the kid. We'll see what happens with more starts. Next up, we have Bob from Honolulu. And he's wondering which non-second baseman, non-Rasmussen prospect are you watching? Well, Bob, I'll tell you right now, it's not who you would expect. Of course, it's a reliever down in AAA by the name of Ken DeCoster. Kenny boy here has a nice setup of stats. He's got a high potential for stuff, solid movement and control, and he blazes him away with a five cutter and a four splitter. He's also got decent stamina, so you add that all up and you get a possible bullpen ace to complement the bullpen aces we already have. Next, we have Inanna from Saitama. Inanna asks, is our 412 hitter going to be pitched around if the rest of the lineup doesn't wake up soon? That's very possible. I mean, you have to think that you're just going to get tired of throwing meatballs to the guy if nobody else is hitting. Bauman, Dubé, and Barboza are all below 200 after all. And our friend Silva, first baseman, he's not flashing his power just yet. He has two home runs, but the expectation is he will hit over 30. And he's got plenty of time this season to do that, but he needs to start hitting them. All right, that covers the Shinobi for this week. Next week we have a trip to London and then a series against Vegas. I'll talk to you guys next time.
Podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.